Connor McKenna and Sean Starr. One for the money, one for the show. The Morning Show on TSN 690.
It's an annual tradition, 30 years running now. Girls for the Cure for St. Mary's is happening downtown this weekend. I probably should have gotten that date straightened out before I started talking about it. We're very excited to welcome back into studio, as we do every year, representatives from Bialik, ECS, LCC, Sacred Heart, The Study, Trafalgar, and Loyola for the first time.
Yay!
Girls for the Cure, welcome everybody. Who's here from ECS?
Me. I'm Sophie from ECS.
Sophie from ECS. Okay. Who's here from Bialik?
I'm Gabriella from Bialik.
Gabriella from Bialik. From LCC?
Lauren Barricat.
Okay. With the last name, that's, yeah.
Family pride.
That way
I like
people
that.
Notice. Yes. Sacred Heart?
Grace Mile.
Grace, okay. The Study?
Sophie Mendelson.
Trafalgar?
And Sophie.
And Loyola?
Chloe.
Chloe, Loyola, first time joining, and so welcome, and this is all done to raise funds. You guys have raised almost $4 million, $3.8 million
wow.
so far
wow.
over 30 years, and getting close to that $4 million mark, amazing, and it's going to be happening downtown at Percival Molson Stadium. Does everybody have their walking shoe situation straightened out?
Support's very important, eh?
Yes, I don't think it's a Croc situation.
No.
But you never know. There's their own version of support. On site this weekend at Percival Molson Stadium, Vinny and Shannon, our friends from down the hall at Virgin Radio, Lauren Fernandez, our friend from across the street at CTV, DJ Fafa Khan, your favorite,
hey
Sean, and Brittany Cannell, who sang the national anthem at the Bell Center last night, is going to be there as well. Celia Greenwood, Lily Blaway will share their personal journeys as well. This is a great event. Are you guys fired up for this thing?
Yes.
Is this something like when you're going to be, you know, whatever respective grades you're in now, is this something that's like taught to you and important from the graduating class that's trickled down to your grade?
Yes, Sean.
We participate in Girls for the Cure every single year. Yeah. So it's kind of like a tradition at our school. So throughout all your 5 years, you participate.
1,200 girls downtown with a common purpose, and I understand from doing a little bit of research before starting this segment that they all have to make the pilgrimage from their respective schools, and I felt really bad for the students from Loyola because that's a lot further from Molson Stadium than a lot of these other schools. Our Bialik also would be a huge hike, so would LCC. They're going to be joining at ECS and making the shorter journey through Westmount and the Golden Square Mile. From there, listen, thank you for all that you guys are doing. You can go online, St. Mary's Hospital Foundation.ca/GFC to donate and support this terrific cause, and go check them out.
On the socials everywhere too, YouTube as well, right?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Facebook.com/St. Mary's MTL, Instagram.com/St. Mary's MTL. Both my kids were born at St. Mary's, and I don't even... I gotta start following them on Instagram here, find out what's going on.
It's fire account.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Congratulations, everybody.